You poor, deluded nutter. Not the most politically correct phrase, but certainly those are the types of words that would have gone through my mind had you approached me a few years back to talk about the Holy Spirit. Of course, I would never have said that to you. Even I am way too English for that. No, I simply would have said, not for me, thank you. Not for me. I wonder if you've ever felt the same. Father God, I can get on board with a Father God. Perhaps you might agree. Or Jesus, God as the Son. Yes, I could manage the idea of God coming 2,000 years ago. But God as a Spirit who interacts with me today? Not for me, thank you. Perhaps, like me, you've seen one too many dodgy representations of God's Spirit to take it seriously. One too many TV preachers dressed in white, calling upon the supposed Holy Spirit and then pushing down some poor deluded soul by the forehead. Or maybe you believe that science and rational thought can explain away the apparent manifestations of God's Spirit. A warm glow of the heart, as experienced by John Wesley, can be explained away as a dodgy piece of fish from the night before. Or just high emotions after all. You may even give God's Holy Spirit a little credence, but are just too fearful to invite him in. Maybe Sunday morning church is okay, but I don't really need any of that mumbo jumbo during the week. Not for me, thank you. Well, if that is you, or if you have another reason for not understanding or not wishing to understand or simply rejecting God's Spirit, let me say, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to you. I want to apologise to you. I want to apologise for all the times that I or someone like me has stood in front of you and misrepresented God's Holy Spirit in such a way that you would reject the very gift that God sent to you for such a time as this. You know, a modern translation of one of our readings today renders Jesus' words like this. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Saviour, the Holy Spirit of truth, who will be to you a friend just like me, says Jesus. The world won't receive him because they can't see him, nor will they know him. But you will know him intimately, because he will make his home in you and will live inside of you. I promise, says Jesus, I will never leave you helpless or abandon you as orphans. I will come back to you. And that is why I apologise. If anyone has stolen away from you the gift Jesus sent, the gift of himself in the Holy Spirit, to be with you today. I too have been in that place because of the many myths and lies that people have said about the Holy Spirit. Some of them, even Christians themselves, who are misled, but have nevertheless propagated myths about the Holy Spirit. Back in January, I spoke about that, and you can access that talk on our website. But let me today, on this day of Pentecost, speak to you about what took me from saying, not for me, thank you, to realising that God's Holy Spirit is for everyone, and that the next step is up to you. You see, the Bible is clear about God's Spirit. He is not a part of God that we don't need. He's not a lesser part of God, lesser than Jesus or the Father. He's not some scary mystical force that makes us do strange things. And he's not reserved for some Christians but not others. No, God's Holy Spirit is for everyone, and the next step is up to you. You see, we read in this collection of books we call the Bible, in a biography of Jesus that we call the Gospel of Luke, we read what Jesus said to those who want to follow him, to be his disciple, to be his apprentice. He says to them, I'm going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have received power from on high. You have been clothed with power from on high. He's saying, I'm going to send you a friend who will bring you peace and power, God's power to love people and to do what Jesus did. The peace that you see in Jesus, he says, comes from the Spirit. He's saying, God's Spirit is for everyone and the next step is up to you. He never, He never forced the disciples to receive God's Holy Spirit. They could have charged off and done what they wanted. They would have still been followers of Jesus. They would still have been Christians. They still would have had eternal life. They just would not have had the life to the full that Jesus speaks of. They would not have seen God's kingdom come in their lives and in their neighbourhoods. Jesus said, wait and receive. That's why they waited in that reading we heard. God's Holy Spirit is for everyone, and the next step is up to you. So they waited. They waited of their own free will, and God delivered, because he always delivers. You see, when Jesus said, I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, that is what he delivered on the day of Pentecost. That is what we celebrate today. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, we read. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in tongues as the Spirit enabled them. They were given gifts, and they used those gifts for the glory of God. But isn't there always a skeptic? And later on we read that the crowd started. Some, however, we read, made fun of them and said that they had too much wine. You see, God's Holy Spirit has always been misrepresented and misunderstood. It's nothing new that God does not force himself upon us. God's Holy Spirit is for everyone, and the next step is up to you. But can you imagine? Can you imagine the difference in your life that God's Spirit could make? The peace, the power. Can you imagine what would happen the next time that you weren't sure what to do? If you simply invited God's Spirit into the situation. Why not ask yourself now? You could ask right now, God's Spirit, would you come upon me? Invite him in. He won't force himself upon you. He won't make you do anything you don't want to do. But what I have found is that when I step out to the Advocate, when I step out to the Helper, when I step out to God's Holy Spirit, he is there for me. God's Holy Spirit is for everyone. And the next step is up to you. That biography we've already spoken about, Luke's Gospel, says this: ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Imagine what would happen in our community if all of us took that next step. We could see God's kingdom come here. We could see change in the lives of our children, our partners, our neighbours, dare I say, in ourselves. But I guess whatever happens next is up to you and I. On this day, when we celebrate God's Holy Spirit, on the day of Pentecost, Father God is still saying, God's Holy Spirit is for everyone. And the next step is up to you.